Ladies and gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of the Wrestling Marks of Excellence here on Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM and 96.9 FM. I'm your host, Glenn Thomas. With me, as always, is the wizard himself, Nephew Corey. What's going on, Nephew?
Hey, what's going on?
Man, a lot is going on in the world of WWE. We're finding out that a father can't make his son be in the main event if he doesn't want to when the game is involved. If you don't know what I'm talking about, ladies and gentlemen, if you've been underneath the rock on this past Monday Night Raw, Kurt Angle was told to get rid of Jason Jordan as being the fifth member of the Raw Survivor Series team. Yet, Kurt Angle was a little reluctant to get rid of his son, and Jason Jordan, I think, did his best acting job that he ever did while in the WWE. If you look on social media, you see some of the memes with him being Will Smith doing that famous Fresh Prince of Bel-Air episode where Will was crying about his father. But nonetheless, Jason Jordan did a good job. I think Triple H comes out, tell Kurt Angle, if you don't do it, I will, that Triple H is now the fifth member of the Raw Survivor Series team, which I thought is great. I had a thought early in the week. I was seeing all these promos of Triple H wrestling overseas on the last European tour, and I'm like, man, what is he getting ready for? Then I saw the clip that he put out about wrestling for India. I'm like, okay, Triple H getting ready for India. Never would I have thought that he would have been the fifth member of the WWE team. But I know they had to match something. The Raw team had to match something since the SmackDown team took on John Cena as their fifth member. Your thoughts on Monday Night Raw, everything that transpired. We know that now that Shield would officially take on New Day, and we'll give our picks here in a minute. But your thoughts on Monday Night Raw, anything that you saw that was impactful from this past Monday Night Raw and Tuesday on SmackDown?
Nothing from Raw, really. I mean, Raw was exactly what you – it's just a typical show. I mean, it other than Triple H being named, which you didn't really see coming. I didn't really see that coming. But, like you alluded to, you kind of had to match John Cena on the Raw side because that was a big deal. And I'm kind of thinking this is all kind of that snowball effect from, you know, Roman Reigns being out. Because I think he would have been the one that would have been on Team Raw to match that. But WWE called an audible and a good one. And he was able to get Triple H in there. And I think it was a good move. SmackDown was very well done, though. SmackDown was definitely the better of two shows this week. The Raw invasion that finally happened was excellent, and it really built you to really look forward to Survivor Series. But
the Raw invasion, I thought it was great because everybody expected Raw to get back the night after. Then you kept waiting, like, okay, they're not going to get back. They're not going to get there, as the kids say on the street, they're not going to get their one. You know, they're not going to get their one back. But then we saw them get their one on this past Tuesday night. We also saw a title change on this past Tuesday night of SmackDown, where Charlotte beat Natalya for the women's WWE SmackDown women's title. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and which was good there. We saw that. So we get a new match at Survivor Series. And speaking of Raw and the European tour, we saw one James Ellsworth get beat up by all the ladies on the European tour. Never would I have thought that would have been his farewell song or his swan song by getting all the women to beat him up. But nonetheless, WWE had released James Ellsworth. He and the WWE have come to terms on his release. And as Ellsworth stated, he is very grateful for all that he has done with the WWE and what the WWE has done for him. Let's be honest, this was a young gentleman that was working on the indie scene in the, up and down the East Coast. Got a break on being on Monday Night Raw, and you the fans, we the fans, helped James Ellsworth secure almost a year and a half in the WWE along with a new contract. So, T-shirt, merchandise, action figure, and trading card that James Ellsworth got. He lived his dream, but the dream is over, and WWE has released him, and they gave him a future to the devil. Ellsworth said he can't take any bookings until February, but his calendar is slowly but surely filling up, as he stated.
Yeah, got to give a man credit. I mean, you can't do nothing but give him credit. He basically turned what was supposed to be a squash match into like a year-plus career. So, I mean, hey, made WWE checks for a year-plus, like you just said, he got a T-shirt, action figure, all of that jazz, prominently featured. He was got to be on WrestleMania. I mean, so, hey.
Got that WrestleMania paycheck.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, hey, can't knock the hustle, man. He did
Can't knock the hustle. Only thing he did not do throughout the calendar year that he was there was get on the video game.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But nonetheless, I digress. But we're here for one reason. That's one reason only. And to give you our picks for this year's Survivor Series, which, as I mentioned to the Wizard earlier, this Survivor Series is, in my opinion, and some of you may disagree, but if you disagree, just hit us up at Firm Wrestling or at GFather725 and leave your comments and whatever comments you may have. This is a WrestleMania-worthy card, in my opinion.
Yeah, it is.
This card is... This is it's been a long time where you can say that a card is stacked from the top to the bottom that you want to see every single match, and every single match has drawn my interest in this year's Survivor Series. And whether it's the first match that we're going to talk about, where Enzo Amore taking on Kalisto this year on the pre-show, you know, this here, I'm not going to call it the catch-all because this is the third match between these two for the title. I want to say that Enzo Amore walks away again as your Cruiserweight champion on for 205. But then if he does walk away, where do we go from here as far as the Cruiserweight champion? Because essentially nobody else can face him if he beats Kalisto again, correct?
Yeah, yeah. No. That's wrong, actually.
Okay.
Because he's already lost the title. That injunction went away, I think, when he lost the title the first time. So,
gotcha.
Yeah, he's, you know what I'm saying? So he'll be fine.
Okay. But yeah, Enzo wins. Your pick.
Yeah, Enzo's definitely winning. There's no, I don't see. It's got to go to somebody else. I think that Kalisto has run its course. Yeah, it's definitely going with Enzo. I like where they're going with him. So.
Yeah, and then we go on to, and this is the match I think will open up the card, open up the show, and I think we'll see, not a Survivor Series match, but I think we see The Miz and Baron Corbin first. I think we see The Miz and Baron Corbin first on the main card. This one can go either way. The Miz right now is on fire. The Miz is hot. He is, in my opinion, one of the biggest heels and one of the best heels in the WWE right now. Right now, again, we're going Miz is that heel. He is that guy. And I'm so glad that Baron Corbin did not lose to Sin Cara the other night and that Baron Corbin will be the one that's facing The Miz at Survivor Series. I'm going to go on a limb here. I'm going to say Baron Corbin gets the win. And
I know. Go ahead. No, go ahead. I'm sorry. I thought you were going to go ahead.
Yeah, you're not. I think Baron Corbin gets the win because of the fact that he has lost everything else, for the fact that he has lost the Money in the Bank that we almost forgot about. That he has been in a mediocre storyline with Kalisto. Sin Cara, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
I think Baron Corbin gets the big win over The Miz here. Because he needs something. And think about it. He's won the Andre the Giant. He wants the Money in the Bank. Yeah, he's the U.S. champion. What better way to solidify who he is and forget the Money in the Bank by him getting the win over The Miz? Doesn't hurt The Miz any. But it just only can help Baron Corbin.
Yeah, it doesn't hurt Miz. I'm still gonna give Miz this win. I think this match is still happening on accident. And what I mean by that is that Miz made the traction for this to actually have legs to run. And I mean that as a couple of weeks ago I said, I don't see this. I definitely saw one of them losing their titles before because I just didn't see I didn't see the purpose of it because I just didn't see anything in it. But now, with the back and forth via social media, they've sold me on having this match. With that said, I still think Miz wins it.
Okay. I get you. You say Miz, I say Baron Corbin. We go there. Then you have the women's Team Raw taking on Team SmackDown. Team Raw consists of Alicia Fox, Nia Jax, Asuka, Sasha Banks, and finally, from this past Monday Night Raw, we saw Bayley make the team, taking on Team SmackDown, which is Becky Lynch, Carmella, Naomi, Tamina, and a surprise person?
Yeah.
There's a lot of speculation out there who that surprise person may be. There's rumors out there that surprise person may be Paige, who is cleared to come back to the company. They're surprised people say, well, I think it's just going to throw Lana in there and let it be Lana. I don't know who it is, but I don't think Team SmackDown gets the win in this match. Just my – based off of Team Raw, with Nia Jax and Asuka alone, I think Team Raw runs away with this, and I can see a 5-0 sweep from Raw on SmackDown.
Okay.
If not 5-0, at least 4-1.
Okay. So I definitely think the surprise person would be Paige. I think they did that whole speculation of her coming back and her being on Team Raw. They did that on purpose just to throw everybody off. I think it's going to be Paige on SmackDown's team, but I do think Team Raw wins.
But you know,
pretty much similar for the reasons you said. Go ahead.
Not to throw y'all, everyone thinks Paige, and I've always thought Paige, Paige this, Paige that. But WWE may give us a swerve. It may be Nikki Bella.
You know,
no one thinks about Nikki Bella because she just finished Dancing with Stars. John Cena comes back on SmackDown. What better way to introduce Nikki Bella back to the WWE brand by putting her on Team SmackDown?
Yeah, I can see that. That's somebody I did forget about, honestly. I will give you 100% credit for that. That is somebody I forgot about was her. But I we'll see. That is somebody I forgot about, though.
You know, and we all know they cleared a spot on the Raw roster when they released Emma. And what better place to put the Paige but on Raw?
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Just my opinion there on that one. But I say Raw, you say Raw. And so we have the Raw women getting the win over the SmackDown women. And let's move on to this one. We have The Bar taking on the Usos. The Usos take on The Bar. Now, we know the Usos have been on a roll all year long, taking people to the penitentiary all year long. But The Bar also has been on a roll this year. Winning the tag team title, I believe it's 3 times? Oh, my God. Yeah, right.
Nah,
three
I think
times
it's probably
team.
Their third. I think this might be their third one. Might be
their
third
one. I said third first time. Yeah, I said three.
Might be. Yeah, it might be. I'm trying to think if it's two or three. It might be three. Go ahead.
Yeah, the third run. And so both of these tag teams been on a run. I know the fans really wanted to see Seth Rollins and Dean Ambrose take on the Usos, but Seth Rollins and Dean Ambrose have their own fun thing to do later on that night. I'm looking at this matchup, and I say, you know what? Usos go over on the Bar. Usos go over on the Bar. Tremendously, I think the Usos get the win here. To continue their run.
You pick the Bar?
No, I picked the Usos.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, I picked the Usos, too. It's just because of the very, very mild buildup of this match, I don't see any reason. The Bar has unfinished business elsewhere. I don't see anything for the Usos right now. So I think they need to win more than the Bar does. I give it to the Usos. They just seem like a better team right now.
Yeah, they seem like the better team, the better following. I think the Usos get the win here. Now, then you have Natalya. Excuse me. You have Charlotte. As I mentioned, Charlotte won the other night on SmackDown over Natalya. Charlotte taking on Alexa Bliss. Raw Women's Champion taking on the SmackDown Women's Champion. A match that many people wanted to see and think this would be a good match here. Between Charlotte and Alexa Bliss, both of them have been top heels in the company, female heels in the company. I have to give this one, and I know a lot of people are going to be looking at me like I'm crazy here, and I'm going to give this one to Alexa Bliss. I know Charlotte's hot. I know the Ric Flair 30 for 30 is out. Oh, she got her books going, and that would be great for WWE to give Charlotte the win. But I really do believe that Alexa Bliss would sneak one out in this match. But I don't think Charlotte leaves as champion. And when I say that, and I say that clearly, I think Carmella cashes in this week.
Yeah, I should just stop letting you talk first because there's no point in me even saying anything. I was going to say the same thing. I think Charlotte wins that match, but I think Carmella does cash in. Absolutely.
Yeah, I do. I just got – I mean, Ellsworth is gone. It'd be a great time for it. I really think she cashes in. Now, this is my question, and then when I was talking to somebody earlier, this came up. Did it stipulate where and who she could cash in on? Does it have to be this SmackDown champion? Or could it be Alexa Bliss? Is the contract exclusively for SmackDown?
That's interesting. Because I don't know. I would think so. I would think because it was competed on SmackDown that it is. But, I mean, something is underlying is this. That briefcase is white. As simple as that is, there's no blue in that briefcase whatsoever. It could very well be that she could cash in on some loophole and she could become the Raw Women's Champion. We never know.
And you made a point. That briefcase is white. It's not red, no blue.
I know. It's something as cosmetic as that. You got to look into that. I mean, there are these little context clues everywhere.
But that is something that you never know. But that is something to put underneath our nose. And we're looking for it. Everybody likes Easter eggs and different things like that. That is something that actually could be put underneath our nose. And we'll never know. That's been in for months. That let's make the briefcase a non-color. And she has the opportunity to cash in any way she wants.
Yeah, it's we'll see how that – and something just struck my brain. Ellsworth was just released. So you talk about a fresh start for her, like going to Raw by herself, fresh start, and going to Raw to where eventually her actual real-life partner, Big Cass, is on that same show. You never know. And Total Divas is on now. You never know.
You definitely never know with that one. Then we come into this one. The match I thought was a WrestleMania match that people wanted to see years ago, but we actually get it now. The New Day taking on the Shield. The New Day, once again, taking on the Shield. Big E, Kofi Kingston, Xavier Woods taking on Roman Reigns, Seth Rollins, and Dean Ambrose in this match right here. Both of them called each other out, attacked each other. I think this right here is going to be a very good match. Roman Reigns pay-per-view back. He missed the last pay-per-view for illness or sickness. Now he's back on this pay-per-view. I'm going to give it to the Shield. It goes to the Shield. This goes to the Shield because it has been reuniting. I think New Day put up a good fight. But the Shield with a triple or with a power bomb on Xavier Woods to get the win.
I don't know how the match is going to end, but I'm definitely going with the Shield. It'd be a total letdown if you're bringing the Shield back and they don't win anything. I know they won the Survivor Series last year. You got to give them this one, too. They're the Shield. I mean, just for that reason alone.
Yeah, they're the Shield. You have to give them this one. And I'm going to go into the other Survivor Series-style matches, and I'm going to leave the, as I call it, the main event for last. We have on the – you also have – excuse me 1 minute. You also have the Raw team, which consists of Kurt Angle, Braun Strowman, Finn Balor, Samoa Joe, and Triple H, to take on Shane McMahon, Randy Orton, Bobby Roode, Shinsuke Nakamura, and John Cena. Now, what I want to see in this match, this is where I'm looking for the matchups in this match. Do we get Shane McMahon and Triple H to face off each other in the ring? Will we get Kurt Angle and Bobby Roode to face off against each other in the ring? You know, you get John Cena and maybe a Braun Strowman to face off against each other in the ring. Samoa Joe and John Cena maybe to set up their feud, and we know they feuded a lot in the indies. It's the matchups in this match that makes it exciting, very exciting. Mm-hmm. But I think the Raw brand walks away with the W here. And I think Braun Strowman is standing tall at the end of this.
Hmm.
And I'm going to go with Raw.
Because of reasons with the impending storylines coming out of Raw, especially out of with Kurt Angle, I'm going to say Team SmackDown wins. I'm definitely going to say Team SmackDown wins. I just think there's some weird reason. The first thing that came to my mind was Sammy and Kevin costing Team SmackDown. But I said, I think Kurt not winning because of Jason Jordan will be what ends up coming out of that. Or if I don't think that isn't Jason Jordan necessarily turning on Kurt, but maybe him trying to save Kurt, or maybe him trying to, or Kurt trying to save Jason because he's coming out there to try to help him, and then he ends up costing Kurt the match. Something like that. But nonetheless, I think Team SmackDown wins that.
And, I hate to be Kurt Angle on Monday night if Team SmackDown.
Yeah. See, I think that – I just think there's more payoff for long-term, you know, booking to SmackDown winning than Team Raw winning. I could be wrong. I don't work for
I can see where you're going. I can see where you're going. And there's rumors out there that, you know, we may get a WrestleMania match between Kurt Angle and Triple H. This may – be able to set things up that way. But like, there's more storylines to play into this leading up into the next pay-per-view, and then leading to the January to Royal Rumble, and leading to WrestleMania. But nonetheless, then we have the main event of the evening. And this is maybe the match that settles all to see which team wins overall. You have AJ Styles taking on the Beast himself, Brock Lesnar. These two have never faced each other anywhere in the world. AJ has never faced Brock Lesnar. Brock Lesnar has never faced AJ Styles. So you have these two guys getting it on for the first time on a pay-per-view. Big money match, Survivor Series, call it the Brawl for it all, whatever you want to call it. AJ Styles, Brock Lesnar. Wizard, I'll let you go first.
Got to give it to Brock. I think AJ's reward was getting the WWE Championship in the first place. Got to give it to Brock, man. That's who I'm going to go with. I think that's where the money is, giving it to Brock.
I have to totally agree with you as well. Got to give it to Brock Lesnar. Brock Lesnar gets the W here over AJ Styles, but I think AJ Styles put up a valiant effort.